Blog Talk Radio.
With our actual internet, because we had to come out. So I was waiting on for so long. Yolo. So I guess I was supposed to be on at 10, but the internet and everything. So it took a while to get on. But better late than never. So if you paid attention to the description, and before anyone comes, I'm going to do the forecast. Because yesterday I tried to, but we were super busy. So we have our weekly forecast. And as usual, if no one comes, then I will end the show and come back on later. But, you know, it is girl power today. So I do have some insightful shit, as usual. Here we go. Get some meditation to get the circulation going. Has anyone seen the moon the past couple of days? The other night, it was just phenomenal. I don't know, it's phenomenal every night, but the other night, it looked really ominous and insane, almost like there was some sort of alien spaceship in the sky. So I thought that was pretty fucking cool. So this week, from January 17th, to the 23rd. Can't believe it. This month is passing by so fast. And I'm, like, so tired. And I went to bed. No, I went to bed, like, at 2. I was up doing stuff, and I did my nails last night. So, yay for nails. Starting to look like myself again. But I am, extremely tired. Wintertime makes me so fucking exhausted. Does anyone feel that? My God, I just don't want to get up. I want to stay in bed. So, on this week, the first quarter moon occurs on Wednesday, January 20th. On Wednesday afternoon, the first quarter moon occurs when the sun in Aquarius forms a square with the moon in Taurus. There is a crisis theme, of course, surrounding any quarter moon phase as we feel compelled to take action. Shortly after, we are made aware of how our actions affect those close to us, perhaps through trial and error. Whatever project or initiative we began around the new moon is now off the ground and it may face its first obstacles. This can be a time of stress, clashing, and discord, but of course of high energy, motivation, and growth. Now this phase of the moon occurs at 1 degree and 2 minutes of Taurus, affecting people with personal planets and points. Fucking great. 29 to 30 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. 0 to 3 degrees of the fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius, most significantly. So we'll catch up with last week's. The new moon occurred on Wednesday on the 13th at 12 a.m. It occurred when the sun and the moon align in the sign of Capricorn. The lunation symbolized a new beginning in the cardinal earth sign of Capricorn. It's a time during when we can focus on some of the constructive traits of the sign of the goat: tenacious, resourceful, disciplined, wise, ambitious, prudent, constant, and consider how to positively incorporate these qualities into our lives. Now that we were able to focus on practical and attainable long-term goals, we can now work on developing maturity and common sense, prepare for the future, make commitments, and recognize responsibilities. Nurture our dreams in a realistic manner. With this potent Capricorn energy, we had the chance to create some serious order in our lives. It's time to make some solid plans and set the stage for reaping the rewards from our beginnings. As little or big as they may be, in approximately 2 weeks' time after the full moon occurs. Now, one of Capricorn's lessons is acceptance of the concept that reasonable boundaries and rules actually do offer us some freedom from worry and chaos. For example, setting goals for ourselves allows us to focus on what really matters. Now, that lunation aligned with Pluto, emphasizing an intense, focused, and ambitious period ahead of us. I think I'm getting a cold. Not allowed to get sick then. No sickness allowed. Now that phase of the moon occurred at 23 degrees and 13 minutes of Capricorn, affecting people with personal planets and points approximately 19 to 27 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. So remember, pay attention to everything that you do, because everything is for a reason. Doesn't look like anyone is truly going to show up. That's okay. Now I've got some girl things to talk about, and I'll probably cut the show and do a much-needed new show, because anyone paying attention? Like, seriously. So. All right. So for my relationship questions, which to me, if I wrote someone about this type of shit, I wouldn't want them reading it on the radio, personally. So I'm just gonna give advice, okay? So for my first email this morning that I answered, when you're feeling the way that you feel, I want you to remember something. As long as you're not married, you can leave at any time. It is within your power to do so. Things are hard. It can feel hopeless, and you can feel powerless. But remember, if you must be in a relationship, we all need to remember this, to find someone who still knows how to talk to you when they're angry. Someone who respects you in all mind states. Where I feel for me, like, I feel that, but that's really hard to do, especially if the person is not even being honest with you from the beginning. So I don't know about that one. But I do think that that's right. And for my second person who wrote asking about why their spouse doesn't like them sometimes. Well, sometimes you'll get the best version of us when we feel safe around you. If we're not soft or submissive with you, it means we don't trust you. Our femininity flourishes in healthy environments. So we protect that version of us because we've spent so much time healing and preserving that version of us. So I hope that helps a little bit. For my third email this morning, my answer to you is to stick with the person that loves you, not the person you love. So some choices need to be made, because the person who loves you will go to the end of the earth for you. But the person you love will only love you on their terms. If, when, how, and but, basically. My email after that was about the body and the ideal beach body. They want to, and I'm not going to divulge on this email too much because it's private, but basically they want to try and get healthy, and, you know, because I'm always talking about on the show how I used to be fat. Not like morbidly obese, but definitely thicker than I needed to be for my size. But I'm going to tell you, the idea that the ideal beach body just means thin or buff is so unimaginative. Very unimaginative. Now, surely the ideal beach body would have a powerful lobster claw, arm flaps to act as a windbreaker, and a sand repellent anus. Okay? So remember that. Just eat healthy and exercise, whether it's a little moderately, and your body will take care of itself. It will. It will take care of itself. Now, on my email today about manifestation, affirmation. Now, this is a question that I see often in my groups as well for people that are newcomers. Now, you can use rutilated quartz, golden healer quartz, citrine, or quartz, and quartz for this manifestation. So to help you, I have something. This is a good one. I focus on my goals and ideas. I create a vision for the future. I put energy and effort into the life I want to experience. I open to the opportunities that facilitate my desires. I manifest my dreams into reality. So that's a good affirmation. I will say also a cleansing ritual bath. And this can be done with intent. Because remember, everyone, craft is about intention, energy, thought. So you can do a cleansing bath, whether you have these ingredients or not. Dead sea salt, garden sage, a peppermint leaf, Motar and a pestle, moonstone or smoky quartz, incense or an herb bundle. Now, the directions are start by smoke cleansing the area, grind up dead sea salt, garden sage, and peppermint leaf with a motar and pestle. Now, run your bath and pour your mixture in. Add the moonstone and smoky quartz near the edges of the tub and immerse yourself in the water. Now, visualize all bad energy leaving the body. Now, you can do this with the simple amulets that you have on, whether you wear crystals or not, and you can literally just do this with water. I mentioned my cat sleeps. So cute. So fucking cute. And remember, empaths, as it is a very obscure time for us all, and you feel a little bit down and don't know what you're supposed to be doing, well, this is a superpower. You feel because you came here to heal. Your gift is sensitivity, so you can know and understand others on a deep and true level. You are an embodiment of love, and your energy tells you that you need what you need to know so you can help heal the world. That's a big it's a big job, you know. It really is. It's a big responsibility. So don't feel bad. Not everyone remembers the reason why they're here. And remember, the Spirit Daughter says, love yourself when you fuck up and when you make mistakes or when you talk too much. Love yourself when you lose your way, when you react to things that don't deserve your attention or you forget your intentions. Love your shadows, your wounds, and especially the things you don't want to see. Love it all. And don't forget that mental health is important, to walk away from toxic people, to never let someone have access to your power. I know it's hard. It's very hard, especially very hard to leave. I spoke with my interviewee last night, so we will be getting that interview about women's suffrage. I feel it is important, and everybody needs to hear this shit. All right, everyone, nobody's come on down, so, and that's all I have right now. I prepared only a small, short girl power hour because I assumed everybody would be jumping on this morning, but I would have been on earlier had it not been for the internet. So that's the tea for now, and I'll be back on later today. I'm thinking 6 o'clock. So that's the tea, you guys, and I'll be back on at 6. Bye.